I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The border area between the United States and Mexico has become so violent that the State Department issued a travel alert last month. The warning read, "A war between criminal organizations for control of the lucrative narcotics trade continues along the border. Foreign visitors, including Americans, have been among the victims." Well, it's one thing for visitors to avoid the border cities, or at least to be alert to their surroundings. It's another thing for the people who live there. The World's Lauren Matalon has her story.
I'm walking across a pedestrian bridge from El Paso, Texas, into Juarez, Mexico. The two cities are, for all intents and purposes, one entity with two separate governments sharing the same problems. Right now, the overriding problem is the influence of Mexican drug cartels, principally here the Juarez cartel, which is involved in a horrific fight between it, the Juarez cartel, and the Sinaloa cartel.
Juarez today is a sprawling cauldron of chaos and violence, one of the cartel's preferred routes to El Otro Lado, the other side, the U.S. The Mexican army arrived 3 weeks ago after the latest spike in murders included the execution of a police commander who refused to protect the Juarez cartel. At the same time, the editor of the daily, Norte de Ciudad de Juarez, has pulled his reporters from further cartel investigations after two reporters were killed and others threatened. Alfredo Quijano says his paper now only publishes government reports of arrests and deaths.
Nuestra ciudad prácticamente ha sido abandonada durante muchos años.
Our city's been practically abandoned for many years, says Quijano. Maybe 20 or 30 federal police officers for a population of 1.5 million. Drug trafficking has increased tremendously during these years. 70% of the cocaine bound for the U.S. passes through Juarez. And with the millions of dollars in drug money has come corruption. It's become a monster. The monster's out of control because the federal government's ignored pleas from Juarez to purge the notoriously corrupt state and local police forces, concedes Juarez police spokesman Jaime Torres.
Bueno, es difícil combatirla en su totalidad, la corrupción en México, ¿no? Y las corporaciones policíacas.
Unfortunately, there are many police involved in criminal activity, admits Torres. It's difficult to compete because we pay them $1,000 a month. Criminal groups can buy police for $20,000 or $30,000 a month. And cops that don't take cartel money are targets. 11 were assassinated this year, and at least 200 others have been killed, the majority drug traffickers caught up in turf wars. 34-year-old teacher Jessica Pena is a lifelong Juarez resident.
For me, it's fear, and it's also frustration, and it's kind of an anger because, you know, you can't really walk out the door of your house and feel comfortable walking anywhere. Right now, it's just you go to the mall, or even if you go to church, there's been killings in front of the churches, you know, after masses.
The violence is hurting the region's economy. Many U.S. companies run assembly line factories known as maquiladoras or maquilas on the Mexican side. Maquilas account for 35% of Mexico's GDP, sending auto parts, electronics, and medical equipment to the United States. And they provide jobs, housing, and health benefits for 100,000 people in Juarez alone. Now, Juarez Mayor Jose Reyes Ferez worries that some investors may shy away from opening new factories here.
Well, the economy is affected greatly. It's not only Juarez's economy, but El Paso's economy. Both cities depend on each other for trade, for business, for family, and the effect has been very hard on both communities. It used to be that somebody in Mexico would go to have lunch in El Paso, or somebody in El Paso would come to have lunch in Juarez. That barely happens anymore.
In El Paso, a recent survey shows that 64% of residents fear that Juarez violence may spill across the border. Manny Becerra owns several businesses in El Paso. Mexican shoppers spend $500 million a year in his city. Now, he says fear of getting caught in cartel crossfire means fewer shoppers are coming to El Paso and vice versa.
People who are doing drugs, they know what they're getting, but they stop the customers from coming back and forth.
El Paso's mayor says drug violence has not spilled over to his town, but it is affecting the local economy. Mayor John Cook is fed up with what he describes as Washington's heavy-handed border politics. Cook says the bridges linking El Paso and Juarez are needlessly clogged as vehicles are inspected for drugs. Cook mentioned a recent visit by the head of Homeland Security.
The last time Secretary Chertoff was here, I asked him, did he want to take a trip into Juarez and see how long it took him to get back? And he said, no, he only had a half an hour. So, I mean, if he doesn't have time to get stuck in traffic on the bridge, if he's not willing to experience it firsthand, then I wonder how genuine his love of the border really is.
Howard Campbell of the University of Texas at El Paso says the economies of all major border areas will continue to suffer unless Mexican President Felipe Calderon makes a radical decision.
The Mexican government has to compromise with the drug traffickers. They're not going to engage in open, formal negotiations with traffickers, which would be politically incorrect and impossible. But they have to accept the limitations, that it's not possible to wipe out all the cartels. And typically what happens is one cartel is weakened by the attacks of the military and the government against it, which strengthens another cartel.
Or starts a gang war. These are the sounds of an hours-long gunfight between rival traffickers in Tijuana last week. When it was over, 15 people were dead. Nearly 1,900 miles away, in Reynosa, near the Gulf of Mexico, 5 Mexican soldiers were killed midweek. In Juarez, people are killed almost every day. While many in Juarez say they're confident the army will quell the violence, some maquila workers are returning to their hometowns in southern Mexico and Central America because they say they fear the constant insecurity. For The World, I'm Lauren Madelon in Juarez, Mexico.
Lauren Madelon took some photographs in Juarez. You can view them at theworld.org.